This conference is being recorded.
Hello there, this is Sifu Perhacs with Scientific Premium Company, USA, CheapPower.com, CheapPowerInnerCircle.com, and we'd like to welcome you to this. We're kind of doing a special presentation, if you will. I have on the line here with me Sifu Jones, my partner and head instructor.
How's everybody going?
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you, you know, Sifu Jones and I were talking the other day. Actually, it was last week. We started talking about this new movie that's coming out. It's called The Men Who Stare at Goats, and it's kind of a unique movie. In fact, it's based on a book. The funny thing is, the movie is a fictionalized account of the book, and yet the book is a nonfiction work. So it's actually, you know, a reality-based book about some really unusual things. And so Sifu Jones and I were talking about it last week. We did some research into the book and some of the things, and lo and behold, we even found out that some of the individuals that were in the book, not, I don't know if they're necessarily in the movie, but they're individuals that I know I've trained with on occasion. I know Sifu Jones has met them. And so we just kind of thought it was kind of neat that they were producing this movie. Now, I will say this, that I think the movie is going to be a kind of a parody of the book, and the book itself is strange. To give you a real quick background on the book is about a guy, a writer who goes out looking for these individuals that are involved with the U.S. military that are creating these military groups that are quote-unquote called psychic warriors, which means they're using their mind, they're using very unique skill sets in order to accomplish missions. And, of course, we've talked about that for a long time here at Scientific Premium Company USA. And so what I thought I would do is Sifu Jones and I just kind of do a little bit of an interview session and go back and forth and maybe answer some questions that we've gotten over the months and over the weeks, actually, as it builds up to this movie. We thought it was great timing, in fact, that we could answer some of these questions. So, you know, I'd like to maybe pose the first question at you, Sifu Jones. What do you think about this type of movie coming out right now?
Well, I think a lot of times movies come out as the subject gets touched upon enough in society as a whole. And I think it's really gotten to the point where more and more people are becoming more and more aware of the fact that we're energy beings, you know, that this chi energy that we talk about is a real commodity, that it's something that they don't know that much about. And so this is one way of getting more knowledge on that particular subject. Now, of course, you know, this is Hollywood doing it, and so, you know, these are props and these are, you know, individual actors that, you know, do this stuff, and they don't have the techniques down to pull off anything like this. But, you know, you and I both have met those type of individuals, and we do teach, you know, the techniques that are involved that would do similar type stuff, and it's very real. I mean, that's the whole thing about a whole lot of this kind of stuff. I mean, you usually see it in the movies first, and then later on, it's amazing how it pops into society as a whole. So I think it's going to happen similar to this. You know, what we're trying to do is show people that, yeah, this stuff is possible, but, you know, there's parameters that you really want to learn and to, you know, to do it safely. And, you know, everything's learned techniques when it's all been said and done. And it's just like going about how to learn that particular technique, isn't it?
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, back in the old days, they cut trees down with axes. I'm sure they still do in some places, but when the chainsaw was introduced, they were able to increase their production exponentially as a result of technology and that type of thing. And that's really what we're doing, is we're teaching people techniques and concepts that will allow them to get more out of their body, their mind, their spirit than they ever thought before. And I think this movie kind of showcases it. Obviously, anyone listening, they can look it up online. They're going to get a plethora of information. They're obviously doing a big promotional deal as we're going through it. I've seen it advertised on the World Series. I've seen it advertised during the NFL games on Sunday. So I know that they're putting a pretty good boost on it. And obviously, it's got a lot of top rank actors, so it's not like it was just produced from, you know, some dudes, you know, in their backyard or whatever. But
if you just go to the internet nowadays, practically, you're seeing so many different things on Chi Energy. I mean, I think it's just that as more people get, you know, realize that when they do, like, it's something like the Chi Palm test, and they actually feel their own energy for the first time, they're going to get behind concepts like that. I mean, if you could feel the energy, why can't you make it bigger and stronger? I mean, that's really what we're talking about when we do Chi Power, is amplifying what you already naturally have, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny because if you just go back 100 years, let's say, I can bet that there probably weren't that many guys walking around that looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his heyday, you know, with the big muscles and everything. But there probably were a couple freaks out there that were really big just naturally because they had the genetics to carry that type of muscle. Now, through science and through training, we now know that when you exert pressure on the muscle and then you give it the proper nutrients to feed that muscle, that it's going to tear down and then it's going to regrow and it's going to get larger, bigger, it's going to get stronger. Whereas 100 years ago, I'm sure that the science wasn't really there. You didn't see a lot of guys walking around that are really buffed out like you do today. I mean, you look on it, you go to gyms, you can see guys that are extremely muscular. And I imagine 100 years ago, of course, I wasn't around 100 years ago, so I can't say for sure. But based on pictures and things I've seen, most of the guys, they weren't the same size as you see these football players and athletes and whatnot. And so as time goes on, techniques evolve, mentality evolves as far as what you can do, and the ability of output in your body just grows. I mean, 100 years from now, things that we're talking about right now that seem really bizarre are probably going to be more commonplace than most people would even imagine, just based on, you know, everything evolving over time. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly. And nor even 100 years ago, I mean, yeah, you got big people, but you didn't get the people with cuts like you see now. I mean, you have cuts on people that just, you know, so they look ridiculously strong, where you may see overall strong guys, but they would never take it to the levels that they do today. And really, that's what we're learning about this whole process, is the more you specialize down, the more information you get about a particular technique, the better chance you have of pulling that technique off. And, you know, we broke down the stuff that we teach scientifically, so we know it works the way it works, and that's why we get the great results that we do when we teach our method, huh?
Absolutely. No doubt about that. You know, I know I've been with you over about 15 years now. We've been training together, and I've been, you know, using the method, and obviously we run a couple successful websites together, but I know you were in the military, and I know you may have mentioned to me a couple times about these type of elite units. Would you want to comment about maybe some of the training you've had with them or exposure you've had to those types of groups?
There's certainly those groups, those special units exist, and they get the best training that's out there. I mean, why wouldn't they? I mean, that's the good thing about governments. They can afford to pay for the best. And so, yeah, there's an amazing amount of training that goes on in the government, in the military. I was involved a little bit in that. I talked to, you know, because of what I've learned and over the years and stuff like that, I would, you know, be with those type of individuals that did that kind of stuff. And, of course, we would bounce off different types of ideals and stuff like that. But, you know, it's really one of those things that, if you want to learn this kind of stuff, you got to go at it, you know, full tilt. You really want to check out as much stuff as you can on it to find out really what's up there. You know, we did it scientifically. You know, we broke it up and found out that, you know, if you really want to put out more energy out of your body, you build up the nerve fibers of your body. And, you know, once we got on that concept and we learned how to do that scientifically, I mean, wow, our results just went off the chart. And we started, you know, teaching it full tilt in the way that we do now. And, you know, we stopped doing it in a lot of the ways that other people are teaching it out there, because we started seeing that it was more of an electrical process than it was anything else. You know, most places out there actually teach this type of energy in this hormonal way, and we really do it in this electrical way, which is so much better, especially when you come to side effects. And you know, when you talk about side effects from doing energy work practice, I mean, anybody that's been in it a while, they totally understand what that means. But people who are just now getting into energy work, they wouldn't understand, you know, what do you mean by side effects. And what we do is teach them that if you want side effects that are good, then you'll do it in the Xin way. And if you want side effects that are bad, then you do it in the Yang way. And we really point out the differences between the two. And that's why we really teach it in a Yin style compared to a Yang style of method of training.
And that it's really important that people listening understand it, because now what we're going to do is I'm just going to pick a couple of the techniques or a couple of the main points that they make in the book or in the movie even, and we're going to kind of knock it around a little bit and talk about what the differences are of what we might do in a certain circumstances. Obviously, the movie is called The Men Who Stare at Goats, which obviously implies that somebody's staring at goats, but they're staring at goats because they're basically knocking them out with their mind, or they're using an internal chi strike with their internal energy. And so why don't you comment a little bit about how they might be doing that? We don't obviously know maybe everything that they're doing, but we know for pretty good knowledge of the way that they're doing it. And there are definite advantages and disadvantages to doing it that way. We see it more as a disadvantage probably. But why don't you comment a little bit about that, about the possibility of knocking the goat out in another room, you know, with your mind or with your chi? I mean,
well, the main thing there, what they're doing there is sending out energy that you can feel, okay, in this physical way. And we teach that, you know, how to do that through that Qi palm test. Like if you bounce energy between your palms, you can feel this little magnetic feeling or pressure if you're a beginner at this stuff. If you've done it for a long period of time, build up your energy levels, this can be a very strong energy, and this is really what these people are doing. They're doing this in a very tense, tight way. They're concentrating and focusing with all their ability in this negative or destructive way, and it's causing this energy to come out like it is and giving the results of either knocking or killing the goat. Now, that's all you're going to get from overloading the nerve fibers, and because that's really what's happening there is your nerve fibers put out this electrical energy that your body puts off, and if you overload those nerve fibers in particular ways, you're going to get this kind of reaction a lot of times. Now, saying that, I mean, it still takes years and years of learning that particular way in order to pull off those type of techniques. Now, the problem with that is you get so many bad side effects from using qi in a destructive way like they're kind of showing there. I mean, yes, you can learn to knock people out in that particular way. It's just a matter of learning the right type of techniques and stuff, and it is a case of just overloading your own nerve fibers that's causing that thing to happen. But at the same time, it's hard on your own body when you learn techniques like that. And one of the things that we're bringing up about this is we don't really want people or suggest that they go learning that type of method. It's a very Yang style of method. It leads to a lot of bad side effects. And what I mean by bad side effects are ones that make you feel bad. You know, you get organ pain from overloading your nerve fibers. You get headaches that may last days, months, weeks, you know, I mean, all sorts of bad things can happen. You can change the way your bowels work. You can change the way everything in you works, so that, you know, even your food tastes different as a result of, you know, putting too much pressure in different areas on your body. And most people that are doing the way that they're showing in that movie, where you're doing it through this concentrated tension, it causes this destructiveness in not only those things around you, but even in yourself. And over time, you can actually cause some serious internal damage to yourself. So, you know, what we do is show them to do it in this electrical way, where you literally build up the nerve fibers of your body. And it helps you put off this electrical power, this chi energy, in a much safer, better way. You get the same kind of results if you wanted to, as far as like knocking somebody out or something like that, but you don't have to go through all those side effects along the way. It's kind of like you get the best of both worlds, but without all the bad side effects along the way when you do it in a better way, in a better method. I mean, the prevalent method out there is, you know, pushing energy up through this electrical way through your spinal cord up into your head and kicking out chemicals out of the glands out of your brain in order to, like, flood your bloodstream to cause more chemical reactions to take place, causing more energy to come out. But it's really hard on your body and your mind both. And there's so many better ways now of doing it that, you know, that's kind of an antiquated way. And, you know, as you get better methods out there, you should use those better methods. And now that we know how this works scientifically, we decided to go in these better ways of teaching it. And that's why we get, you know, a lot better results than what most people do. I mean, the people who study those Yang styles, I mean, because I certainly studied them for a long period of time before I realized just how much pain I was going through and got tired of getting hurt all the time. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I switched over to the inside, and also because as I started seeing better and better results coming from the inside, why go to and stay in this painful way of doing things? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and most people are conditioned through life, you know, with the old adage, no pain, no gain, and so they always, you know, always see things as having to go through a very big pain factor in order to get a result. We've seen that through sports. We've seen that through even success. You know, like a lot of times people, you know, you got to work hard. You got to, you know, do all this stuff in order to make more money or to be more successful. If you want to lose weight, you've got to sacrifice. And so we're all conditioned for this pain factor in order to get a result. It's just ingrained in us from when we were little kids, people telling us that, and you know, obviously going through sports or whatever. And what we're trying to teach people is that it doesn't have to be that pain factor. We have a way.
Well, and that's where it comes from, is like guys like Arnold Schwarzenegger's out there, no pain, no gain, you know. I mean, he's pumping iron. And people get that mentality because they think it's kind of like building weights. It's like if you're going to build your nerve fibers, it's kind of like they're going to build the same way as those muscles will. And that's not really how this stuff works. And that's what we're trying to really show people is don't do it that way. You don't have to do it in this really hard way, hard style, tight way where it can be painful side effects. You can actually do it in this little kid way where you don't get hurt, that it can be a pleasant thing, and you can still get the same results as doing it in this other way.
No doubt about that. So, all right, so we got that covered as far as the staring at the goats and knocking it out. You know, that's pretty crazy stuff. You know, there's another part in the movie where it's pretty funny, actually, is that this general who really believes in this psychic warrior stuff, I mean, he really is hell-bent on making this stuff happen. And so he believes that because, you know, we're comprised of atoms and that, you know, a wall is comprised of an atom, that he could actually walk through the wall. He believes in his mind that he can walk through the wall. And so he tries to walk through the wall, and he just basically bashes his nose against the wall because, you know, he can't get through the wall. And so a lot of people see that and say, yeah, that's kind of crazy. But why don't we talk? I mean, I know this is really an esoteric subject, and many people that they're going to hear what we're talking about next are probably going to think, you know, that we're a little bit out there. But why don't you talk about that concept of walking through a wall and how that could be accomplished?
Well, it's all about learning to get enough energy out of your body in the first place that'll cause you to be able to do any technique. But that's the first thing you got to realize, that any thing that you're going to try to pull off is technique driven. You have to learn what's involved in order to be able to do that. Something like walking through a wall is so abstract. I mean, most people would just, you know, turn off the minute you say, well, this is a possible thing that's, you know, something that somebody could really pull off. I mean, most people say, oh, no possible way. You know, at best magic. And, you know, that's just a trick. Well, you know, there's a whole lot of things about chi energy. As people get into it and get deeper involved in it, they'll see that not everything that they see is true in the fact that this energy is different than what you would first expect it to be. If you see everything as electrical and electricity, and that's really what this is all about, is just changing attributes of your electricity. And chi and electricity are the thing, subatomic particles and electricity and chi. They're all interchangeable. They're all that same energy. And it's a matter of manipulating the energy in the right way that causes you to learn particular type techniques. But anything can be learned as a technique. And when you talk about stuff like that, you know, I'm like most people are that way. I mean, most people are not going to be able to wrap their mind around something as abstract as doing something like that. So what we do is first get your mind to go through a whole series of learning different other type of techniques first, you know. Once you learn to, like, move things without touching it, that helps you get to a new belief factor where you can get closer to, like, well, can I do this? And same way with levitation type of techniques, you know, when you say you're going to get off of the ground. I mean, you know, any technique can be learned, but it's wrapping your mind around it well enough, and it's building up to learn these techniques. And since, like, techniques like levitation or walking through walls or, like, your top-level extreme measure techniques, it takes a number of years to learn to do that kind of stuff. And normally you learn to do a whole bunch of series of different type of techniques first before you ever build up to doing something as dramatic as that.
Makes sense. It makes sense. And yet those things are being talked about, and people see them, and they want to be able to do it, but they don't really understand all the factors that are involved. Like, for instance, in a levitation type of situation, you're not just going to – it's just not just going to happen. I mean, there's so many factors that need to be involved, obviously proper training, your mental ability, your belief factor, but also the factor in the condition of your body. You know, one of the things that you learn – through our system as you go through it, that in order to do extreme techniques, you're going to get to a point where you're probably not going to be eating a lot in order to pull off a technique like that, because you have to keep that body as clear as possible. And it makes sense when you think about it. And yet individuals that think about a technique like that, they don't really understand all of the things that have to come together in order to pull something like that off. When I say pull it off, I mean pull it off in a way that you know what you're doing. But see, once you understand what it takes to do that, then the mystery of it goes away a little bit. Would you agree with that somewhat?
Exactly. And that's exactly why we decided to do the membership thing, why we, you know, made the inner circle, because we a long time realized that it's not just about doing a particular exercise that'll get you to these higher levels. It's really doing specific, precise ways of training that get you there in this roundabout way. You don't go right to the mountaintop. It's kind of a roundabout process in order to get to the top. And, you know, anybody that thinks that if they can just buy one book or one DVD and suddenly they're going to be the next, you know, super chi guy, that's not really realistic. You know, a book or a video will take you to a little bit higher level than you were, but most, you know, books or videos that you're going to go over, DVDs you go over, they're going to plateau after a certain amount of time of doing those particular exercises. You just don't feel like you're going to get any better. You know, that's why we did the membership. So, like, when you hit a particular plateau, boom, we take it to the next, you know, next level up as a result of tweaking or changing around exercises in a different way in order to keep getting you up higher and higher levels. And, you know, We know that's true because you start learning to do different techniques that show you're at that higher level. I mean, like, we put out this thing called a Cool Stuff page that shows one of our Inner Circle members that, you know, went through both the open and the closed system, showing him moving around a ping pong ball. And this is kind of, he does it kind of in a yang way, you know, I mean, you know, just to show the power of the chi, and so it can be manipulated a little bit better. You don't have to do it or use as much energy as he was actually showing right there, but he's still kind of new at it. But he shows it what it does, what you can do with chi energy. And that's what we're trying to show people, that it's just a progression thing. I mean, if they would start, they start out with our basic program. If they went with the Qi Power Plus, it's more of that yang style, and it was kind of based on this Lin Kong Jing, which is this empty force type of Qi energy that a lot of people push. But it's a yang style, and there are bad side effects if you do that particular style for too long. But the cool thing about it, it does show you there's a validity to your Qi, or this filling of energy. And let's face it, if you don't feel this basic energy in the beginning, you're not going to see it as a valid energy, or you're not going to see that, well, this is something I can build up much stronger than it is. And so that's what we do, is we do a Qi Power Plus basic course to show people that, you know, this energy is real. You know, we show them to move around a drinking straw or put the candle out with their eyes type of thing. And these are valid ways of showing the significance of Qi energy. But at the same time, we wouldn't want to keep them just doing that for, you know, decades and decades, because they would plateau after a while, you know, doing those particular exercises in the way they do, or they would eventually lead to bad side effects. And you know, one of the good things that we can keep changing them with the exercises and make sure that they're getting the best side effects possible. And what we mean by good side effects are this euphoric feeling, this feeling of, you're just feeling great all the time. You know, when you feel great all the time, everything in life just goes along so much better. You get along so much better with everybody. I mean, most people get in fights and arguments because they don't feel good, you know, or there's pain in their body somewhere, and so they're taking that pain out on somebody else for the most part. But when you're feeling, you know, really, really good from doing particularly good exercises, and that energy is amplified, because that's really what we're doing, is showing you how to amplify the good feelings in yourself when we, you know, teach the techniques we do. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we get the results that we do from a membership. And that's why doing a membership thing is always going to get you so much better at doing Qi energy work than if you just, like, buy one particular book or one DVD and think that that's it. I mean, you'll get a little bit better than what you are, but if you really do want to go to the top of the mountain, you need somebody to take you there. You know, we are that type of people that we've been there. You know, after 40 years of doing this particular energy work, you get pretty good. I mean, you've tried everything out there that's even possible to try, and you see the possibilities of what's there and how to get there. And, you know, we've been doing this all of our lives, basically, and, you know, we've gotten really good at it. That's why, you know, if you go through the membership, you'll be better than you would ever think possible, and you learn much more about how this stuff really works than what's really being taught out there. I mean, so many people make it so complicated and exotic that you wonder how they ever even got through anything.
Yeah, they make it so complicated and so mysterious that there's, I mean, we very rarely meet anybody that's really any good that has all these strange names and different things like that. It really comes down to simplicity of what we're doing. I mean, the concept of a psychic warrior that this movie and the book brings up a final technique that I want to talk about a little bit, and that is the concept of being a psychic warrior, which essentially means that you have the ability through your mind and your mind energy to do things like, let's say, mind-to-mind communication or remote viewing, those types of things. And you can look at online and see tons of books talking about that, and this movie obviously covers that a little bit as well. But it's something that we've taught people over the years. We've taught people to get pretty good at these types of skills. Could you maybe comment a little bit about remote viewing and some of these psychic warrior type of techniques or concepts?
Well, it's getting more prevalent all the time, isn't it? I mean, where people are starting to realize there's much more to the mind that first meets the eye, you know? I mean, as you get your mind behind your chi, you can do so much more with the energy than you could just building up in a linear fashion that, you know, most people are taught out there. You know, we do a circular method of training, which involves getting the hemispheres of your brain to kind of merge together. And we teach a thing called form chi in our closed system. You know, after people get to a certain level in this, we show them what that means. We show them how you can take different techniques and actually go to these extreme ability levels. But it takes a while, and it really does take this getting your mind right type of thing. And if you work with certain mind techniques that we teach in our membership, you can get your mind to work in better ways than it's ever worked before. But it's kind of another type of abstract term. You know, when you first think of that, it's like, what does that really mean? And really, it's just like learning specific techniques that get you to a different level than what you would think would be possible, and getting your mind to think in different ways and expand in different ways than you have learned in the past.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things I teach people all the time is you can listen to what we say and some of the things, and you may be skeptical, but all you need to do is just sit down with yourself one day, and if you want to call it meditation or if you want to call it relaxing, whatever you want, and just think about your life and think of any time in your life where you've had intuition or somebody that you knew had an intuition or had some type of odd occurrence that was unexplainable. And I think what you're going to find is that it's more common than you think. It's just that we don't consciously think about it a lot of times. It's just something that happened. We heard somebody say it, maybe an aunt, an uncle, maybe a brother, sister, mother, father, whatever, and we kind of said, oh, yeah, they, you know, whatever. But when you start adding up all of those instances that everyone's had, and I've had them before I did this training, obviously a lot more after the training, become more and more sensitive. And that's one of the unique things that we're going to teach you is we're going to teach you how to become sensitive so that you can start picking up on different types of energies. But like I said, I would just suggest you sit down and think about it and think about all the times you've heard about, you know, certain things that people could do.
Well, for instance, one of the things that we teach in the Inner Circle membership is how to, like, a person not only can manipulate their own blood pressure or their own heart rate, raise it faster or slower, but we teach them how to do that to somebody else, you know. I mean, those are mental type of concepts that you're combined with this physical attribute of, you know, projecting chi energy, but it's a very real thing that you can physically feel. I mean, these are ways that you start getting towards those extra abilities you want to go or learn down the road. I mean, once you learn that you can do simple manipulations like, you know, raising or lowering a person's heart rate that's, you know, next to you or somewhere in the room, and then later on you realize you can do it at a distance. I mean, these are the kind of things that at first you think would be totally impossible, but when you start being able to pull them off on your own, they become very real at that point, don't they?
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that. I remember years ago, my brother-in-law had a blood pressure kit that he had to use because he has high blood pressure, and my wife and I were there, and my wife was like, man, I'll bet you my blood pressure's, you know, better than yours. And I said, well, I said, but I could probably manipulate it to beat yours no matter what it is. And she's like, yeah, sure you can. And, of course, she got on and did it, and I went on, and I manipulated the whole deal, and she was like in shock that I was able to do that, even though I live with her all the time. But that's just, you know, how you can do it when you become more sensitive and you kind of understand a little better how your body works. But even more importantly than that, you become confident in knowing how your body works and understanding that you actually have more control over your body and mind than you ever thought you could, and that includes, you know, almost everything that you do, ranging from your work, your health, you know, everything like that. And these are the type of concepts that we teach, is how you can become in control of your body, mind, and spirit. It's going to take some time. I mean, let's face it, you're going to have to put in enough light time in order to make that process happen. But we're going to give you step-by-step guidance and show you how to do that so that, in fact, when all things are said and done, after going through our training and, you know, training diligently, you're probably going to have better skills than what you even see in that movie, The Men Who Stare at Goats, because we're going to show you some of the shortcuts that we've learned over the years, and also individuals have taught us, things our students have done, And it's really like having a massive brain trust that we have individuals that can we can kind of brainstorm, and it's really a unique way to be able to enable individuals to get more out of what they're looking to do. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly. I mean, we're really like having a tutor. You know, I mean, if you were having trouble in school in a particular subject and you had a tutor, I mean, if they're really good at tutoring, you have no trouble at that school subject anymore. And that's kind of what we're going to do for everybody that gets into our membership is we're going to show you the way this stuff really does work and give you particular techniques that you can work on and show you that these are the tangible results that you're going to get when you do these particular techniques. And it's not hard to get a person's mind right when you just keep showing them that this is the way it works. And as they get those tangible results that they're looking for, I mean, how can you not just keep on with what you're doing? I mean, that's why we have such a great retention rate when people do get into the membership. They don't get out because they actually start seeing, you know, what we're teaching them is really working, and that's it. I mean, you can go ahead and get a book and you start doing these different exercises, but if you're not sure to what you're feeling, you know, or what you're supposed to be feeling or how it's supposed to be feeling, what you're supposed to be looking for, you know, when to make a change to the next type of exercise. I mean, these are all the type of things that an instructor who's been doing it for years and years can, you know, knock years off your training time on. That's what we're talking about doing is we knock off decades of training off a person's normal way of doing this type of energy work. I mean, we're going to get them at a really good level in a very short period of time. If they go through our membership. I mean, that's how we've designed it so that it's going to keep people to some very high levels in as short as a 2 to 5 year period, which is, you know, most of your martial arts or your Qigong's energy work type systems out there are probably based more like a 30 to 40 year period before you get really very good at this stuff.
And that's if you ever even get good with those systems that are out there. So, you know, I think we've covered some really unique concepts from the movie, kind of riding on the movie. I think it's going to be a really unique movie, and I'm sure it's going to do pretty good at the box office. And, you know, we really wanted to let people know that these things come about because a lot of this is real, and that it's as real as you want it to be based on, you know, your experience and also based on, you know, things that you want to pursue, like our Chi Power Inner Circle or closed system. But I think what we'll do is we'll kind of close the seminar down now. But do you have any closing comments or last thoughts you might want to add to this before we go?
Well, the main thing is we want to show people that you can get to the results that you want to if you go about it in the right way. I mean, that's certainly what we had in mind. We wanted to get, when we started our Inner Circle membership, we wanted to get people to the highest levels we could get them in the quickest amount of times. And what we've come up with is a fantastic way of doing that now. And we do it strictly through how the science says it works. I mean, if you study quantum physics today, there's so much more that they know about how this stuff works. And why not use that information? As you get better scientific information out there, why not utilize the science, you know, in this way that we're doing to get these tangible results? Anybody that really does get into our membership is, you know, going to see that we can take it to a level you'd never think was possible, and it's simply by doing it in the right way. And one thing I'd like to tell them is, like, since we're going to do a little promotion here, why don't we give them a good deal? What would you say about that?
Yeah, I think that's good. If you're listening to this seminar and you really think you got some great information out of it and you think you might want to pursue this kind of training, we have a special promotion. We have a couple different ways you can get into our Chi Power Inner Circle, but the way that most people get involved is we have two different packages. We have a hard copy package, which is a package where we ship everything out to you. We also give you everything in electronic format. So you're basically getting two formats for the price of one. And that's our Advanced Chi Training System. It comes with our Advanced Chi Training DVD. It comes with our Chi Power Plus course, our Internal Powers Centers course, as well as our Mind Portal course. And each of those courses have a specific design and intention to give you training on several different topics ranging from, like I said, remote viewing, astral projection, OBEs, meditation, lying down meditations, our Chi Power program, our internal power centers goes into more of psychic power, psychic energy. Our advanced chi DVD goes into our what's one of the best training sets that you're ever going to find in a chi or chi gung type of program. Now, if you order the hard copy, you also receive our Dim Mach and Pressure Points training, which includes our brand new Dim Mach book, Pressure Points. We have stretching tips in there, as well as two beautiful posters that you can use for your acupressure training or your Dim Mach training. It's really a nice group of products. Now, that product sells every day for $497 shipping. And what we'd like to do is offer to you today, since you're on the seminar, and this is a special promotion. We do not have this anywhere on our website. So what you would have to do is you would have to email us at spcusa.support@gmail.com or go to our help desk, which is velocitygrouppublishing.com/OS ticket, T-I-C-K-E-T. And if you go there or you send us an email, we will give you a $100 discount off the price of that course. So $497, we would make it $397. Now, here's the nice thing about the Advanced Chi Training, is that when you purchase the Advanced Chi Training, we will also give you 3 months, 90 days access to our Chi Power Inner Circle, which we currently charge $97 per month for that training. So with this new pricing, the $397 bonus pricing, it's almost like getting the all of the products for $100 because you're getting 3 months in the Inner Circle. You're getting all the products shipped to you as well as the electronic versions, and it's only $397 plus shipping, and you have to email us about that. The second option is our electronic-only option. The exact same set of products. The only difference is you will not receive the Dim Mach and Pressure Points instruction normally. But what I will do is I will ship out to you, not ship out to you, but I will send to you electronically our Dim Mach instruction as well as our Pressure Points instruction. It's the first time we've ever done that. And that price is usually $97, and that is, again, all electronic, so it's everything online. But it can we save you a couple bucks because we don't have to ship it out to you. What we're going to do is we're going to drop that price by $100. And so instead of it being $297, we're going to make it $197. You're going to get all those products, and we're going to give you 60 days access to the Chi Power Inner Circle. Again, that is a $97 per month option right there that you're getting for 60 days. It's almost like getting all the products up front for free because it's $197. So it's a fantastic deal. We've never had it at that price before, but we thought we'd do something special for the promotion that we're running for this movie, The Goats. And here's the thing. If you've purchased our Advanced Chi Training or our Advanced Chi Training electronic version in the last 60 days, some of you may be thinking, well, I'd like to get that discounted rate. Well, what we will do for you is we will provide one additional month in your Inner Circle training. So if you got 3 months for free, we're going to give you 4 months. So that's only for individuals that may have purchased our product within the last 60 days. So we are giving you a similar benefit that we're getting all the new people that are online. So I think it's a super deal. We're only going to be doing this for a couple weeks. So make sure that you send us an email if you're interested, and we'll send you all the download link and everything like that that you can get. So it's truly a great opportunity for you to get access to all this training at, really, it's the lowest price we've ever had it. So pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's really a great deal. And the fact is, once they get into the Inner Circle membership, they'll actually see that there's so much information in there about this. We go over just an amazing amount of topics and subjects on Chi energy and how it works, anything from transferring energy, advanced healing techniques, how to sense through closed containers. I mean, we have so many topics that we cover that it's quite amazing.
Excellent. It truly is. I mean, we've had people that went through the Chi Power Inner Circle, and they were just amazed at how much content we put in there. And we actually put more content in there than we even ever imagined that we would because we wanted to deliver more value than what people expected. And we know, and we promise you that there is nothing else like it on the market anywhere when it comes to Qigong or meditation or anything like that. You're not going to find a better value on any training course that's out there. So anyway, with that being said, anything else you'd like to say?
Just everybody have a great day.
All right, awesome. Thanks for listening, folks. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.